have a dog, and his name is Fezziwig. And he's a little white poodle about this big. And he's about 11 years old, and he's really nice. And whenever the kids were sick at home from school, he'd lie on the couch with them and make them feel better. He's really spoiled. And he's not much good for anything except giving you some comfort. Yes, that's a pet. But, and I wanted to bring him today, but he isn't feeling too good. He's got some problems with his knees and his back, and I think the weather affects him like it affects the rest of them. Old age, that's right. That's what they say. So maybe sometime I can bring him. He's kind of fun. I had a cat once when I was about 4 or 5, but it didn't last long. We had to get rid of it because we lived in an apartment, so my mother gave it away. And those are the only cats I've ever had. Any of the rest of you have enough special pets that you can talk about today?
A hunting dog.
Yeah. Excuse me, Esther.
He was a part of that dog, and that dog learned to stay with the boys, and he'd sit by the driveway and wait. And he knew when they come home from school, and he'd go and sit by the driveway, and he knew when they'd come home.
Oh. Was that when you were a child, or when you were...
Boys were little.
When your boys were little.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My dad always had a dog too, but that was more of a cattle dog.
What was your dog's name?
Our first dog's name was Brownie. The one we got now is Peppy.
Mm.
It's a hunting dog too.
What kind of was it a Labrador?
No, it's the first one we had was Springer Spaniel. This one was brown. I don't know what you could call that.
Did he wait for your boys to come home? Did they take him hunting when they were older?
Yeah, my dad's husband would always take him along. A little Omni took him along. Bring the pheasants back. And the boy has now, he brings the pheasants back.
Mm-hmm.
He's a fraud when he gets a pheasant, and he comes back so nice with it.
Oh.
And then when he gets home, when I was home, he wanted to take it in and show it to me. He carried it in and showed it to me, and he lay down by my feet and said, see what I done.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Yeah, he was a fraud.
That's great. Did he go duck hunting too?
He was out in the country with nothing. Last 2 years, he hasn't gone duck hunting.
I wonder if we should shut that door. Is it kind of noisy? What do you think? See if we can shut the door. Anybody else remember about a pet that you had? Ray, let's just move you up a minute. Let me shut this door. Pardon me?
I was just wondering which way that door went.
We'll leave it kind of ajar that way. There, you can back up if it's more comfortable.
We used to have a pet dog, and he used to watch the children.
Oh!
I tell you, if anybody touched any of them, why they did it.
What was his name?
Bruno.
Oh, it sounds like a big one. Was he big?
Yeah, he was a big, not too big, but he was big shepherd.
Uh-huh.
But he would watch the children. They were all small. And I had that state school boy, and his name was Eddie Bruno. And he said, our pet's going to call Bruno. So he called him Bruno.
Oh.
but when we'd go out in the field digging potatoes, and I'd say, Bruno, watch the kids now. And Bruno would take those in the house, and they'd play. And that dog didn't, nobody dared come up them steps. If they did, they'd get their bite in the leg or something.
Oh, gosh, he was a good babysitter.
Oh, he was the best dog I ever. And some of our land went through the railroad track, and there was a lot of tramps in those years. And when the tramps had come, everyone would have a big hole in his hand. He knew what was there, and they didn't dare to come up the steps either, or they'd get their neck bite.
Oh!
He'd jump right at them.
Oh, gosh.
So.
Did he know your other relatives when they came?
Yeah, they knew the other folks. They'd have brought him, pet him and everything, but he wouldn't let no stranger touch him.
That's the kind of a dog to have.
That was, I fed him pretty good, too. And the kids used to have fun. They'd take him down by the tank and take a pan of water and wash his paws and give him a bath. And we'd laugh at him how that dog would stand there. We would be surprised how a dog would get to be a pet.
Oh, sure.
But he got the best of food, I'll tell you.
What did you feed him?
Well, they'd feed him, if they got a piece of bread, they'd have to have cut off or put some butter on there for Bruno.
Oh, gosh.
He was always fed good, I'm telling you.
How old did he live to be?
He got to be old, and I don't know, somebody must have fed him something, because he laid in the shop, and he was so sick one day, and we tried everything, but somebody must have gave him something.
Oh, that's too bad.
But the kids were pretty well growing up then already.
Were they able to do anything to him, and he wouldn't ever bother?
They tried to. There was a dog catcher, you know, around it. We'd ask him, and they'd give him. One day, John went uptown, and he got some medicine from the doctor. He says, we're going to try. Well, that's our best pet we got in the farm. Because he was good with it.
You had other pets, too, then?
They'd had a cart, and John fixed a harness there, and they'd put the little ones in there, and that dog would go just like a horse. Yeah, he was a good old dog.
It sounds like
they always say a dog's man's best friend.
I think that's true.
Yeah. I wasn't afraid to leave the children alone then. Of course, Eddie was a little older. He was 6 years old when we took him. And he was the oldest one. I had 7 children.
He lived with you always then?
Yeah, he stayed with us till he was called in the Army. First World War, then he was called in the Army. And he was of age then. When he was 18, we had to pay him wages. But he was just like our own. He grew up with the kids.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, that time, in that part of the country, they was lots of state school kids. I don't think the state school is down there now anymore. They'd, if you'd want help, why go down to state school and get a boy.
Mm-hmm. At
O'Tonnell. At O'Tonnell, yeah. I don't think that's there anymore.
No, it's not.
Mm-hmm. But Eddie's mother and father were living. We asked him, his mother wanted to come and see him. He didn't want, he said, he only had one mother, and that was me.
Mm.
So. We didn't. The state school would always come around, you know, twice a year to see how they were getting along. There was 5 in that neighborhood there.
Is he still around?
No, he died now. He after would come from the Army, came and stayed about a year or so, and then he went. He said he wanted to go see the world now. So he had his money while he went. His wife, he was married now and had a child, and his wife has lost her mind. She's in a home, and he died here. He had both legs cut off.
Mm.
He had one son, and that son wrote to us. I wrote to him and told him to send me the notice of how he got hurt and what, but he didn't answer.
Oh. yesterday.
I don't know that he had. His name was John Ferrar.
John
Ferrar. F-E-R-R-A-R.
He had his name, Eddie Bruno. Yeah, there were five state school kids in that neighborhood out there, District 41.
Hmm. Do you remember any pets, Mary? Did you have any special pets at your place?
Well, we did have one little dog, a rat terrier. Just gave it to us, you know. I didn't have a home. So, the only thing that I can remember is about when I always helped work in the field, in the corn field. And I'd be husking corn, and he'd be playing with the mice, you know. About mouse, you know, and just throw it up in the air and catch it. And all forenoon he'd do that. So when we,
a live one?
Yeah, live one. And when we went home, he never killed that mouse. He just played with it. He left
it
go.
Scared it to death.
No, he left it go. Oh. He never hurt it at all. And it's called a rat terrier.
Oh, I guess I can see why.
I don't know why it was a rat terrier. He wouldn't kill a mouse.
Oh,
so that was about it.
He probably wasn't hungry enough.
So when I'd come home and get him the meals, the meal, dinner, he would be right on my feet, you know. And he'd lay there, and I thought, what is he laying there for on the floor? Here he had picked the burrs out of my stockings and piled them up. And I looked at him, and he had his mouth up. Oh, it hurt him, so he'd just waller around there. They'd hurt him so. And that, but that didn't stop him. He'd just get that and down one after another. So I says, he surely loved me.
Yes, he did.
He could feel it, it must be, because it hurt him.
Yeah.
I thought that was quite the thing.
Yeah.
It's just surprising.
Never let go, get out of sight, you know. He was always right with me. I says, nothing.
It's surprising how a pet will get to you.
They get, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
The minds they have, they surely have. They say about a horse sense, I think a little dog. Or a dog is too. Dog is pretty good too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's about it. I had that.
How was he with your children?
Well.
Now, did you have him when your children were young or when they were gone?
When I was still at home with my folks. So.
Oh, when you were still at home. Mm-hmm. I see.
Mm-hmm. Working with their.
Wasn't that nice?
Yes, ever since I was still home.
It's just like a friend.
And once again, it was the way it was at home. No, I was married. It was my son-in-law to be that brought that dog.
Oh.
Just gift to him, and he didn't know where to put it, and he brought it to our house, you know. And that was coming in the spring, that's around St. Patrick's Day. He brought it just St. Patrick's, and so we called him Pat.
Oh, that was a good name.
St. Patrick, so we have an Irish puppy. St. Patrick's dog. So that's how that was. And then he got sick, he got the mange, and we had to have, we had to put him out of the way. That was the saddest thing.
Yes, that's terrible.
To have to put him out of the way. It's the only way, all we could do, no help. So that was kind of a sad ending after being
how
just...
How old was he?
Oh, he's just he was really young. Couldn't have been any more than 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Just a puppy when we got him.
We had to put one dog to sleep, and it was terrible. Very bad.
They say that a dog's life ain't very long.
No.
Would be now 15 years, I guess.
Well, some not even that long.
But
no.
We really got attached to it. I said, don't ever have another dog for me. I don't want to see another one.
Yeah,
I have
so
to lose it like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I said when I see Bruno got killed.
Yeah, I don't want another
one. I said, I'll never want to pet a dog no more.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never get one like him again.
No. So.
You can get so attached to a dog, you'll be surprised.
Terrible.
But
this is our third one, and I hope it's the last, because I love the thing, but it's just so hard to see him get
tie a ribbon around his neck, and he'd be just like his old. He knew what they were doing. He never bit them either.
But somehow somebody brought me a hunting dog. But I didn't get so much out of that. It was just a dog, and I don't know. I didn't get so much out of that, you know. He was a nice dog and all that, never made any trouble. But I didn't get attached to him like that, you know.
That's your other one.
Because he wasn't in the house, you know, a big dog like that. I didn't get so close to with him, you know. So that's about all the dogs that we had.
That's a good story. Remember something else? How about you, Esther? Do you remember a pet that you had?
No, we never had any pets. We never had any in the house.
Oh, you didn't? Did you have some outside?
Well, we had some dogs, but we had so many rats that we put poison for the rats and dogs that get a hold of them.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's bad.
Wasn't good.
Yeah, we never had any in the house.
But don't you know they did find a poison that would kill only rats?
Oh.
Wasn't that strange?
Yeah.
They finally did. It killed only rats, other animals wasn't affected.
I think they killed a lot of animals, like the wild animals and that, when they poisoned when they sprayed that poison. Because you don't see any snakes or anything like that no more.
Well, I don't know how they could have a poison that would only kill rats, you know. Of course, that was strychnine, you know, that was kill everything.
Yeah. Did you have
the spray.
Did you have cats or anything like that for the mice?
No, I don't remember anything that we had.
Our pet horse?
We had a pet cat. A gray one. She always liked to come in and she'd lay in the rocking chair and sleep on for him. I was working around there.
So
I would go to the door and I would hear right away, well, she's always so loud. And she had every spring she'd have kittens.
Every spring?
And she'd have four or five kittens. We kept her in the garage and upstairs. In the garage, put her in the basket with a lot of hay. And then when she had those kittens, she'd carry one and climb up to the door and let her close to the door. And then I'd open the door and she'd sneak in. But then kittens, one of them to lay in the house too.
Oh.
Yes, I did have another dog. It was a shepherd dog. And when my children were small, especially I had one and had them in a baby carriage, he'd never go away from that baby carriage. He'd stay right with us. Nothing could come near us.
Oh.
He did watch that.
You had a good watchdog like Anna.
Mm-hmm. He was really good.
Never bothered the babies.
No, nothing could get near that baby. He was there.
Go near that baby or the dog would jump at him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How about you, Jesse?
Well, we had a number of dogs in our farming. And we had cats. And there was one cat. I was about 3 or 4 years old at this time. First cat I can remember that I had, and he was a real cat, and he was a he.
Mm-hmm.
And he would be in the house during the day, and I had a nice little rocking chair that was given to me when I was 6 months old, so I don't remember when I first got it. Instead of me sitting in the little rocking chair, the cat would be on a pillow, you know. So that's my first pet that I can remember.
What was its name?
I wouldn't know what I called it. I wouldn't know.
Hmm. What color was he?
How old?
What color? What did he look like?
Oh, kind of a gray, mixed a little bit with white, but he was awfully fat for a cat. So, you know, he must have been fed awful good. I don't remember that either.
Mm-hmm.
But he must have got poisoned from something. because I missed them for a day or two as I grew up, or not up, but grew up a little bit. And my dad told me to look around and see if I could find them. So I finally looked under the front porch, and he was there all stretched out. So that was my first pet.
Oh, that was sad.
Yes. I missed it a lot.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
I got to be 2 or 3 years old at that time, you know, so I found out what death was.
Mm-hmm. How did you feel about that?
It's hard to lose a pet.
It's terrible. Sure is.
Mm-hmm. He could do the nicest purring, I remember that. Sweet and purr.
How about your other pet? Did you have some more after that?
Oh, yes, lots of cats. And, of course, occasionally want to die or become missing or something.
Nothing as special as your cat?
No, not really, no.
Something comforting about a cat when you're sick or you don't feel quite right, or, or a dog, or any kind of pet that's yours.
With a cat, most of them, when they're purring or you think they're sleeping, you know, you brush them with your hand, and their electricity in their fur, and then you prick your hands.
Oh.
Did you ever have that, Esther?
I never had that.
Yeah, I see.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wonder what causes
that. Maybe Ray knows something about that. Mm-hmm. Electricity in the cat's fur.
Did it stand up then?
Yeah, it'll kind of follow your hand, you know, and it'll prick.
Oh.
Go through your...
Huh.
Your skin.
I didn't know that. They do purr. It sounds like a motor.
Yes.
Was it good at catching mice?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. If they have to.
Mm-hmm. I suppose if they're hungry enough, they will, too. How about you, Ray?
Esther, I got to do this again.
Oh, we had dogs, and we had cats. One when I was farming, I had 21 cats.
Oh my gosh!
In the barn.
I bet you didn't have many mice.
No.
You didn't have to buy any poison that Mary was talking about.
No. When we had dogs, I had to shoot one.
Why?
Get the overlord.
That was hard to do, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Do you have a special one that was your pet?
That I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
So long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had one cat, yellow, white and yellow. When I was sick, I would lay on the lawn, you know. And he'd come there, like you said, burn.
Mm.
I don't know where he'd live an hour now.
Did he come to you and sit with you while you were sick?
Yeah.
That was nice. Do you remember the name? Mm-hmm. Hard to remember, isn't it?
It's like 7-8 years, 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm. What kind of dogs did you have? German Shepherds like they did, or Springer Spaniels?
Well, mostly old curds.
Mixtures, huh?
Yeah.
Heinz 57.
Yeah.
Did they do anything around the farm? Did they chase out people that you didn't want, or just friendly dogs?
One time I lived by the schoolhouse, you know, and kids would come and get water, and then they'd touch it, and one dog we had. So then I got the job of carrying water to the school.
Did he get after him then when they bothered him?
Yeah. Got him mad, you know, he didn't like them kids when they come.
Did your family, did your children have any special pets that they had? At home, that belonged to your kids?
No, our children had that special pet. And when I left the farm, I said, don't you kill that dog. If you don't want him, you bring him to town and I'll keep him. And George got another different state school kid, and he played up on the road with that dog, and a car come along, and he killed him.
Oh.
So I tell you, I cried about that dog.
I'm sure you did.
Mm-hmm. I liked that dog so well that he was just like a dear little pet.
Mm-hmm.
He never grew big either.
What kind of a dog was it?
Well, he was one of these spotted ones, and like that.
Mm-hmm.
Shepherd.
Mm.
But you'd say, Bruno, you watch that step. Now I'm going down to the barn, and he'd watch that step so the kid would fall off of that porch. He'd push him back.
Real smart.
He'd push him back. You could tell. It was just like talking to a person, I always said. I felt awful bad when that dog got killed. I told him they had to make an ice box and put him in a nice place. He was a good dog.
Mm-hmm. Did they?
Yeah.
That's good.
Good dog is worth money on the farm.
Yeah.
You tell him. You wouldn't let the cows say, wouldn't dare to go out of the gate. If they did, they'd get the heels bit.
You have a separate dog that you send them about a mile to bring the kettle for.
They do.
Just tell them to go?
Just tell them to go.
Isn't that
after, after they went with you a few times, you know? You know the pets, you know, just send them along, bring them.
Oh.
That's when we lived down by Elysian. Remember the Wagner place? Right down there. It was down little lake down there, what they call it, I can't remember, but anyway, that's his share of what you hear in the camp.
That's wonderful.
Especially rainy weather, they didn't like to bring the home in.
Helped you out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I did laugh how the boys, when they were small, they'd tell Bruno, your feet are dirty. He lifted his paw up and they'd wash and clean it off for him. He was just like a human being. Mm-hmm. I used to say the only thing he can't talk.
Oh.
That's a hard dog too. I'm glad I went.
But so they trained him.
Says, your feet are dirty. Can you come in? And then he pulled his feet up. So he trained me to wipe them off.
Oh.
So he could come a little further.
That's cute.
And when strangers would come and they'd say, ain't you afraid that dog is going to bite them children? And I said, well, it'd have to be the first time. And Don made a kind of a, for a cart and fixed the harness. And they'd put that tie, and he'd wheel them all over where they want to go.
Hmm.
It was a big loss when we lost him.
Was he in the house too?
Yeah, I let him in the house. I never told him they could. They'd wipe his feet off, you know, and wash. I'd laugh when they'd take a pan and go down to the tank and take water and wash his feet, wash his face, you know. He'd stand there just like that. That was a little boy's washing him. We used to laugh at him.
Aww.
I tell you, he got the best of food, too. They had a piece of cake or a piece of bread with jelly on. The dog got 2 halves of it, too. But those little shepherds, they just eat that much. They won't eat over it themselves.
I like the food on the table better than that dog food. They say go for that first, and their dog does.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll pan them. They do some left over. When they eat that first, before they will the dog food. Because they get dog food all the time and they have that in front of them. They just eat so much of it and that's all.
They must not like it. Our dog does the same thing. He has to be pretty hungry before he'll eat that dog food.
They don't seem to either. They eat just so much. It seems like it fills them up or something.
Well, it doesn't taste as good as leftovers.
No.
Probably better for them, but they don't like what's good for them. They like what tastes good, just like the rest of us.
Just like the more, some of them stuff themselves. And another kid probably wouldn't even get a piece of bread.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving.
And my goodness, they had special dog feed. They say they used to use this when they had to kill horses like that. You know, kill horses. They made a horse meat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So they really got the very, very best kind of the food. Mm-hmm. They like meat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Esther, did Ardella have any pets at home, in her home?
I don't remember that she did. Yes, they did too. They had a dog. And he was so scared, that was in the last years, and he was so scared of lightning and thunder. And the last they heard from him, he had taken off while they were gone, and they never heard from him again.
Oh.
They don't know what happened, if he got killed or if he got taken in by somebody or something.
Was it a big dog?
Yes, yeah, quite a large dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, having pets teaches kids something, too. You know, they have to take care of them and feed them and let them out and let them in and clean off their feet.
I don't think her kids took care of them. I think Archie was the one that had to take care of them.
It was Archie's dog.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You gotta be good to a dog. They know that just as well.
Yes.
If you go and hurt them and beat them up all the time, they know that.
But this dog that they had was getting so hard of hearing, and he was getting old. And he was just deathly scared of that lightning and thunder, and he took off and he never came back.
Mm-hmm. Well, your dog knows that right away. If you kick them away, they never forget that.
Mm-hmm.
I know one of our neighbors came over and he kicked our dog, and after that, when he come down the road, he started growling already. And he sat by the gate one time and went to the gate.
That makes me think too, you know, when we lived down by Cordova, we had a little puppy who was given us. And then the one that gave us the puppy, she used to come over to visit. And the first time she came over, the little dog was out. And kind of come to meet her, and she just for fun, you know, she got herself to hunch down and scared the puppy to death. He come whining back, you know.
Aww.
So then the next time she came, it wouldn't let her near the place.
Oh.
he had it in for her. She was too scared to come
Aww.
In. He remembered it.
Sure.
Scaring her like that, just a puppy. She didn't like that at all.
She
done it just for the fun of it, you know, just kind of playing with it, you know. mother's
aunt. Isn't that funny that a little puppy like that would remember that?
Yes, yeah, she remembered it.
You know, our dogs, we had one dog that didn't like us to leave. She didn't want us to leave her alone in the house. So when we'd be gone, she'd run around and she'd pull down whatever she could find, you know, towels or something. And she'd get a Kleenex or a paper napkin and just shred it all up and spread it all over the house. Just as much as to say, well, I'll show you. You leave me, I'll fix you. I'll make a mess all over the place. You know, it was a clean mess. It wasn't a dirty mess, but she was just something.
I suppose it was just all mixed up, you know.
Yeah.
She wanted to get out of it, you know how.
Well,
I suppose she's just going wild, huh?
Well, she was going to show us that we shouldn't leave her there. We should take her in the car with us. So yeah. She was going to make us some work. So.
We used to have a lot of sheep. And of course, when the rain come, you know, when they were heavy with wool, you had to get them in the dry. And John would whistle between his fingers like that, pulling them up, and then he'd go out to get the sheep, and he'd bite them in the heel. When they stayed back, why, he'd bite them in the heel. And them sheep knew that. They knew that. They'd all start for home when John would whistle, and time the sheep come home.
Oh, they didn't even wait to see the dog. They knew he was going to come.
They'd start all up in here. Bruno would go out there. They used to laugh that the sheep was gone. Here'd come all the sheep along.
Oh, gosh.
Did you ever see him shear a sheep?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they can do it so quick.
They do that in a hurry.
Oh, goodness sake.
Oh, yes. They set them on their butt. And then they start in the neck, and they go around, and when it's done, away the
whole fleece is in one piece, you know.
They can shear. Well, Grandma and my ma used to shear a sheep for, they used to knit all our stocking. And then they'd shear a sheep on the pump there, on the wooden pump there at the platform. And all it taken for the whole day is shear one sheep. We used to laugh so much. And the shearer sheep come along and he'll shear about 50 and a half today.
Yeah.
They set them on their butt and go around and the sheep jumps up.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun to go out.
Yeah,
I used to go out and watch them. And that would be so much ahead for the sheep. So
they
charge so much
ahead. That's what you say, jumping out of your skin.
Uh-huh.
Is that what
And the sheep would, just like as though they're natural, they just like that. They just hold their head when it goes this way. They go around the head and shear the head all off.
They didn't want to try and get away.
No, they sit on their back feet. They don't tie them or anything. That is a sheep shearer. The men, John and the ma, they tie their sheep and they wouldn't. But they shear about 50 in a day.
Wasn't no Hank Myers, was it?
I don't know. I don't remember who they were. We always got them every year. We always had a lot of sheep.
Hank Myers used to shear the whole country.
Uh-huh. Well, it probably was. I don't remember who it was no more. But that was fun. I'd get some kid go out there and watch them shear sheep.
I believe they really suffered in the summertime with that hole. I think they felt good to get rid of it.
I bet they did too. What time of year do they do the shearing? In the spring?
In the spring.
Mm-hmm.
Spring, as soon as it gets warm, and then you have to put them in a couple nights. They get cold, if they get that big coat off.
Once a year?
Once a year.
Be fun to watch it.
It is, and then you take one man can't tie them as fast as they shear them. Tie the wool, I meant to say. And the wool is all tied in bundles, and they take sell it that way. So much a pound.
Took it to Faribault, didn't they?
Oh yeah. We used to have as high as 100 sheep. A lot of times with the sheep and then the little lambs, the mother didn't have any wool, any milk, you know. Then Bertha'd have to feed them, and she'd have about a dozen bottles, and she had them sheep all named, and she'd call them by name. They'd all come, and she'd give them their bottles.
Oh,
that was a circus.
Yeah.
It was Faribault that had the wooden woolen mills. That's where they sold the wool.
Yeah.
Faribault.
Go over to the wool mill at Faribault. Mm-hmm.
Make blankets, woolen blankets. That's what
and sometimes there was, as people come around buy the wool, if they gave you a better price, why would you sell wherever
sure.
the price was?
Wonder how much it was then.
I forget. It went by the pound then they weighed it all.
So the sheep knew their name.
Yeah,
that's,
sheep knew their
that's
name.
Funny because you always hear that sheep are dumb, but they must not be.
They're not so
dumb. They started with
they're
one.
They're not so dumb as you think they are.
I guess not.
It started with one. My uncle gave me a little lamb that didn't have, mother wouldn't own it. And I think I called the little lamb Bessie. Bessie.
And we had there for a while, dogs got into them. So they killed a lot of sheep. Of course, they get in, you know, and a sheep can't stand much. The chase of sheep, they're mushy, they don't spit. A sheep will die very easy.
Mm. What about Bessie? Did you raise that little lamb? Then?
Yeah, and then I had more lambs. And we had a drove of them after a while.
Yeah, I suppose.
And had wool to sell.
Oh, that's a lot of fun in the spring
had
it
made into
when
yarn.
All this comes.
Had it made into yarn.
All the little lambs.
And I knit a lot of leggings, wool leggings for the kids to wear, go to school.
Well, Mother used to knit us long stockings
way
over our knees to go to school.
Yeah, these were made into leggings, you know, you could keep.
They knit a stocking in the night with their, they'd always had five needles, and then one needle they stuck in their hair, Grandma. And then we always used to tell it, that needle must get half, you exchange it. And we had more fun with them. And then Grandma and her, Grandma Hargett and her, they used to sit together a lot and sing while they were knitting.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
You know, our time is over. I hate to stop, but I think they'll probably be looking for
times,
you.
Huh?
Yeah, isn't it fun?